turn that thing down?
I can't. It's broken.
This baby monitor's a great invention. I wish they'd had this when Pain was little.
What's that noise?
I wound up one of Olivia's little toys to put her to sleep.
Okay, shh, look at this, Julia. She like this one? Shh. Julia.
Suzanne, I'm trying to determine if Olivia's going to stay down for her nap. I think that's at least as important as helping you select a gun rack for the back of your Mercedes.
I am interested in security, and you should be too, especially now that we have this baby around here. I tell you, nothing makes me feel safer than that big old NRA sticker on my front door. In fact, I think I'm going to stick one up around here. Oh, hold it. She stopped.
Are you sure?
Yes. Where's that Mrs. Philpott anyway? She quit?
No, she has the flu.
Well, Charlene better hurry up and get back here before the next big diaper change comes up. Because I can go all day without doing that again.
Suzanne, considering this is the first time Charlene has gone out in the field on her own, I think the least we can do is change Olivia's diapers for her. She's just a little depressed, which is not unnatural after having a baby. Anyway, that's precisely why I wanted her to handle this job. I think Charlene's ego could use a little boost.
Yeah, well, I think she ought to get that coat cleaned.
What coat?
One she had on this morning. It's got some kind of baby stuff on it.
What do you mean, baby stuff?
I don't know, Julia. That stuff that comes out of them when you burp them. It's not very attractive.
Well, Suzanne, you should have told her. I'm sure Charlene didn't know. She hadn't had a good night's sleep in 2 months. She's absolutely exhausted.
I can't believe she's still not back. I bet Olivia's getting hungry.
Well, I don't know why Charlene insists on nursing this baby. It's like some kind of epidemic. Everywhere I go, any time of the day or night, I see these women whipping themselves out and acting like public filling stations. I mean, they act like just because there's a baby attached, it's not a breast anymore. Could you see me unleashing one of these outdoors? All hell would break loose.
Yeah, I'll admit that even though I enjoyed nursing my children, you know, the bonding and all, and the fact that it's good for their immune system, I do think that some women don't wean their kids soon enough. I mean, it seems to me that there ought to be a cutoff point somewhere before, hey, Mom, I'm going to go out and shag some balls. I'll be back into nursing an hour.
Well, hi, Charlene. How did it go?
I'll tell you in a minute. How's Olivia?
Well, she's fine. She was just cooing a minute ago.
So how did it go?
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry.
That bad?
I fell asleep.
When?
I'm not sure. I think it was right after we said hello and shook hands.
How long did you sleep?
I think about 15 minutes. We were sitting on his sofa in his office, you know, talking about putting levelers on the windows, and I just sort of nodded off. Sometime after that, he woke me up. Apparently, I was snoring.
And then what happened?
Then I started crying.
You started crying?
Well, yeah, because I looked down, and while I'd been asleep, I'd gotten these great big wet milk spots on the front of my blouse.
Oh, my Lord.
It was just so humiliating.
Oh, my Lord.
Suzanne.
And then I just jumped up real quick like and put on my coat.
The one with the baby spit on it.
That's right. And thank you for telling me, Suzanne. I didn't notice till I'd gotten there.
And then you left?
Yeah, I just picked up those fabric samples and went flying out of there. And that's when I fell flat on my face in the reception area.
I don't think I want to hear any more.
You know, I probably wouldn't have fallen, except that I'd put my pantyhose on so twisted this morning I've been walking like John Wayne all day. And then my purse came open, and, you know, I had that box of baby suppositories in there. They just flew everywhere. And there I was on my hands and knees, wet, sobbing, mascara running down my face, my pantyhose twisted, trying to gather up all these little white firecrackers. Two of the secretaries had to lift me off the floor and help me to my car. Or maybe they were throwing me out. I don't know. You know, I never looked back. I'll just go upstairs then and talk to Olivia. That's all I'm good for anyway. Just a big old mom blob.
Charlene, what on earth are you talking about?
I'm not attractive anymore. I got circles under my eyes. I'm overweight. Bill didn't even notice me. No, last night he did tell me that I had my flannel nightgown on backwards.
Charlene, you know, I'm sure he's exhausted,
no,
too.
No, he's not. He's having an affair.
Oh, Charlene, here. Now, you're just going to have to pull yourself together.
First, I couldn't believe it. But he doesn't even look at me anymore. He's got this new cockpit partner that he's just crazy about. They talk on the phone all the time.
Oh, my Lord. You mean Bill's a homosexual?
No. His new cockpit partner is a woman. He told me yesterday, he said, Gail likes the way he looks from the back in his flight suit. Now, tell me, does that sound like professional pilot talk to you?
Charlene, I'm sure that was just an innocent comment.
Now, I'm not saying that the Colonel's doing it, but I just read a report the other day that said that 65% of all married men have fooled around.
Yeah? What about the other 35?
Well, the other 35 are lying. I can't believe that guy's calling her for a date again.
No, Don, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change my mind. Yes, it's final. Goodbye.
You know what you need, Mary Jo?
A gun.
You wouldn't believe the hassle it saves. You pull a gun on a date, sets a tone for the whole evening. I guarantee he won't ask you out again.
We decided to come visit you guys, didn't we, Livy?
Oh, we're certainly glad you did. You feeling better?
Yeah, y'all convinced me that I'm being silly. You're right. No man who calls home 3 times a day and builds a crib for his baby with his own hands and paints clouds on the ceiling of a nursery could possibly be having an affair.
Yeah, right,
Suzanne.
I think you're 100% correct, Charlie.
I've just been so emotional lately, you know, and then I had to go and read in the paper this morning they're tearing down the Dunwoody Hotel. You know, that rooftop garden's where Bill and I first fell in love. It's so romantic, you know, you overlook the whole city. I can't believe they're tearing it down. It's like that's the end of our beginning.
Oh, Charlene, give yourself some time. You know, having babies is not a pretty business. I'll tell you, after Quint was born, I felt and looked like the wife of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Not only that, I looked down at my son and I thought, my Lord, I've given birth to a Smurf.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are my beautiful girls?
Just fine.
He's not talking to you.
Olivia, look who's here. It's Daddy. Can you say hello, Daddy?
Hi, Pumpkin. Hi, how are you doing, huh? How are you doing?
Fine. I was hoping you'd stop by.
Yeah, well, I had to exchange Olivia's car seat. And I thought I better stop by and tell you I just got some new orders.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have to be away for a week.
But you're kidding. When?
Leave tomorrow night.
Where are you going?
Honey, I can't tell you that. It's top secret.
Oh, okay.
I hate it. I can't stand the thought of being away from you and Livy that long.
Oh, we'll be okay. I should put her to bed. You want to come upstairs and talk?
Sure. Hey, how'd that thing go this morning with your client?
Oh, not too good. I don't want to talk about it right now. Okay, I'll tell you later. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Well, she took that really well.
Oh, get real. She's not taking him upstairs to talk. He's going to the woodshed.
Bill Steelfield, I can't believe that you just came in here and told that ridiculous story in front of my friends.
Charlene, what are you talking about? That's no story. I really did get a top secret mission.
Oh, sure. Didn't that work out just dandy? I suppose your backseater, Gail, will be going with you.
As a matter of fact, she is.
Suzanne, put that thing down. Turn it off.
I can't. It's busted, remember?
Oh, well, good.
Give me that.
I don't know that she's so attractive. What do you
want? Julia, get off. I can't get Suzanne.
I'm called attractive. Someone who doesn't care. Some pilot's over there. Or a remaining stamp all over her.
Well, then I guess she's attractive, but
dear. This is terrible. We shouldn't be hearing that. Put another pillow on it.
Oh, shut up.
Charlene, if I'm not doing anything at home, it's because you're always tired or Olivia's between us. It's not because I don't want to. I want you all the time.
Oh, this is awful. Why don't we just flush it down the toilet?
Don't you...
Wait, Charlene, it's so insulting. If you want to go away with someone, then just keep going. But don't come in here telling Olivia and me that you're off to save the country, because we know all about you and your cockpit partner.
And you needn't bother coming home again, because we'll be gone. So you just put that in your jet fighter plane and smoke it, Mr. Top Buns.
You know, Charlene and Bill are so perfectly matched. It's hard to believe they fight.
Oh!
Anthony, what's wrong?
I made a mistake. Potentially the biggest mistake of my life. Does anybody have a pen I could borrow?
Yes, I do. What for?
I'm making out my will. I want y'all to take all my money and set up a foundation to warn people all over America about the dangers of eating beef stroganoff out of gas station vending machines.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I guess I was so hungry, I just wasn't thinking clearly. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking, what a fabulous dining innovation. Why don't they have some other stuff like sea bass or maybe a little veal piccata? Anyway, by the time I finished that little plastic container of culinary vending delight, a representative of the vending company pulls up in his truck and says, "You didn't eat that, did you?" Well, as it turns out, they had not serviced that particular gas station in a couple of months. They forgot all about it. The only reason they came is because some of the customers complained about the smell. I'm gonna die, ladies. I'm gonna die. Was I interrupting something?
No. Well, Charlene and Bill just had a terrible argument.
And I wonder if it isn't partially our fault. You know, Charlene only took 2 weeks off after Olivia was born. We should have insisted she take more time.
You know what would be great? We should get the rooftop garden to open up tonight, and we'll give them one last romantic dinner. You know, Charlene loves that storybook stuff. The hokier, the better. You know, moonlight on a rooftop, a chauffeured car, one perfect rose.
Well, I, for one, have never understood this one perfect rose stuff. You want to talk about saying it with flowers. One perfect rose just screams it in your face. I'm cheap!
Come on, Julia. You know how to pull strings. If you can get them to open up this building, I'll take care of the food. I know all their favorite restaurants. Anthony, do you think you'll feel well enough to help us out tonight?
Well, in 6 hours, I'll either feel better or I'll be dead.
Oh, and y'all don't have to worry. I'll take care of the baby.
Well, we can work out the details on that one a little later on.
Charlene, have you seen my dirty laundry?
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, where is it?
I sent it to the cleaners.
You sent my laundry out? Now I can't take any underwear with me.
Well, that'll save you some time once you're airborne.
Charlene, I'm serious. I want you to stop this ridiculous nonsense.
Good evening, sir. I'm here to chauffeur Colonel and Mrs. William Stillfield for an evening of dining and dancing pleasure.
You're kidding. What is it?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to discuss the details of your exact destination. But if you don't come with me, there's going to be hell to pay if you get my drift.
Well, gee, that sounds serious. Maybe we better go, honey.
Oh, Olivia, I can't go.
Your nanny has arrived.
That's right. I'm your official babysitter. So you just go on in there and fill her up, and then you're on your way. And don't you worry about a thing. She'll be safe with me.
You know, Julia, it was really wonderful how you managed to get the key to this building. And the table looks just beautiful. And this is going to be such a special night for Charlene.
So I really hate to criticize.
Go on and say it, Mary Jo. You've been wanting to say it for 15 floors.
Okay, you should have gotten the key to the elevator.
Well, I'm the one who forgot the ice chest. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had to make 3 trips.
Here we are. I told you we could make it.
Okay, okay, oh my God.
Boy, this really brings back memories.
Yeah, this is where we first found love.
I was thinking of boot camp.
So, can we, take your wrap?
Oh, no, it's okay, Mary Jo. Thanks, anyway.
All right, then let me show you to your table, please. Right this way.
Well, you just brought the phone so we could check in on Libby.
We'll be most happy to make that call for you.
Yes, you just enjoy. We have a wonderful platter of crudités for you this evening. The dip is made from sour cream, Roquefort, and goat cheese.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, Anthony.
Your driver and pianist is a little under the weather tonight.
Yeah, we know. How on earth did you do all this?
You guys are too much. This is fantastic.
Mary Jo, do we have any silverware?
Do we have any silverware? Of course we have silverware. It's in the car. I'll get it.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Hey, I brought my Swiss Army knife. We can use that.
Then, no, don't be silly. I'll be right back. This is your night.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Excuse me.
This is a story of a beautiful sleeping princess named Suzanne, who lived in a great big kingdom called the South. Handsome rich men came from all across America to try and awaken the sleeping princess. Only Americans showed up because Suzanne didn't like foreigners. At first, they brought in Donald Trump to kiss her, but he couldn't wake her up. Next came the super-rich Bass Boys from Texas, but they couldn't wake her up either, although some facial movement was detected. Finally, a Mr. John Kluge was brought in, who proceeded to plant a kiss on Princess Suzanne's round, full lips. She awakened immediately, just in time to discover that he was the richest man in America. Suddenly, the next day, his family mysteriously disappeared, and everyone lived happily ever after.
It had to be you. I wandered around.
And it's really hard to act like yourselves, you know, when they're watching your every move.
Yeah, I feel like a couple of laboratory rats on a date.
Yeah. Gone to an awful lot of trouble. I suppose the least we could do is pretend that we like each other.
Okay. Let's dance a little closer, you know, just for their sake.
Okay. As long as you know how I really feel.
Actually, I think it might be a nice touch if we maybe kissed once.
Well, don't push it.
Charlene, I can't leave tomorrow with you feeling like this.
Why not? I'll be okay.
There is no way that I would have an affair. I don't even fantasize about other women.
It's ridiculous. Everybody fantasizes. It's normal.
Well, I don't. I don't have to anymore. Don't you get it? You are the fantasy.
Oh, I hate you for that. That was a really good one.
You and Olivia, you're the whole ball game. Everything rises and sets on the two of you.
Oh, Bill. I'm sorry. I've been so stupid. I'm just so tired and nuts.
Guess what? We just called a check on Olivia. Suzanne put the phone to her mouth, and I swear she said her first word.
You're kidding. What was it?
Well, it sounded something like Kluge. You all go back to what you were doing.
I know it's silly. I've been wanting a night out, but I miss her.
I know, me too. Last night, She fell asleep with her little hand curled around my finger, and I just laid there in the moonlight watching her, loving her, staying awake all night.
I love you so much.
I love you too. I am so tired.
I can't go another second. Hey, y'all, this is just so wonderful, and we can never repay you.
But we're just dead on our feet.
Would it be really, really terrible if we went home?
Absolutely not. Really, this is no trouble.
We'll call a cab.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Anthony. I'll take you.
No, we insist. We can't go unless you promise to stay and enjoy this dinner for us.
That's right. I mean, we really, really couldn't go to sleep if we thought all this was going to waste.
You mean if we promise to stay here and enjoy this dinner, that means that you all will make up and go home and go to bed?
That's right.
You got it.
You promise?
Scout's honor.
Race you to the street.
Okay. You guys are the greatest.
Someday, when I'm awfully low.
Oh, you sweetie.
When the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, your lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to